Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the Yellow Brick Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Waiter, yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh. Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. A trip into the greatest 60s music, garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, psychedelia, and the best global garage you'll hear anywhere. And this is Psychedelic September.
These are marijuana cigarettes. They're frequently referred to as joints, reefers, sticks.
baby. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray. This is episode 639. Thank you for sticking with Retrospect during the occasional absence. This is the first episode of this year's Psychedelic September. It's where we dig deep into the Retrospect collection for more psychedelic material. It's a good time. Hope you'll stick with, I think, all five episodes for this year's Psychedelic September. And I decided to start it off with an instrumental from The Electric Tomorrow. One of only two records, I think, from The Electric Tomorrow. Likely a concocted studio band from early 1966 featuring a guy called Clem Floyd out of Los Angeles. Two tracks, Sugar Cube, the track we started with, another one called The Electric Tomorrow. Both instrumentals, with the odd warble, which has been claimed to be a defective tape transfer, but there was also a guy called Dan Daniels who did sound coordination, so perhaps that was entirely intentional. I'd like to think so. There is one reference to Clem Floyd being a bandmate to David Crosby in some unnamed group, and in 1966 the LA Free Press made a mention saying Clem Floyd's newly reorganized sound machine opened for The Factory and The Mothers of Invention. So there we go. Little references to The Electric Tomorrow, Sugar Cube, out of the States, getting this year's Psychedelic September well and truly underway.
I took a trip to purple, orange, green, to find what life could mean.
Retrospect. Well, a disclaimer for this next track. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This one, a 70s track. Short-lived progressive rock psychedelic band out of Australia. Similar to Deep Purple, they recorded one self-titled album, I think in 1970, not released until 1972. They're called McPhee. Very, very obscure, even in Australia. Sank without a trace, their solitary album. Apparently only around 500 copies were pressed. They covered Richie Havens' Indian Ropeman and this track. This is McPhee.
Yeah. Turn on with Phil Gray's Retrospect, your number one source for 60s garage, freak beat, and psychedelia.
I have in my pocket a bag of groovy dust. It's real wild and far out, and to try it is a must. I always have it on me when I hit a protest. It keeps me safe from the heat. It really is the best. When the pigs try to hassle me, I blow groovy dust in their face. It psychedelicizes them and puts them in their place. Digging the cosmic love vibrations, they are tripping now. They've joined the freak out army. It's so far out, oh wow. Right on. Groovy dust gets you grooving, and there ain't no settling down. It makes a crybaby face wipe off its frown. Well, all right, get loaded now.
Jefferson Airplane.
Stretch Levi's fit right. Stretch Levi's fit right. Stretch Levi's fit right.
beautiful. Stretch as he does. Stretch, baby. Stretch, baby. 25 I do all night long. Everybody looks cool and neat and stretch the thighs. Everybody stretch the thighs. Stretch Levi's fit right. The world would be an empty, shallow space without stretch Levi's. Stretch Levi's fit right, yeah. Stretch the Levi's fit right, oh yeah.
Turn wheels and drive your cars. Don't find in the world knows where you are. Seas changes, it's somewhat strange. Time flies, just never. And it's strange, very strange, what I'm feeling. In my mind, in my mind. Tis the season to be gay. Find yourself another day. Thinking it's now or very soon. Midnight comes about half past noon. And it's strange, very strange, what I'm feeling. In my mind, in my mind. There is a painting in my mind that's on the wall. It doesn't bother me at all. There's something I remember, but I can't recall just what it means to me. Turn wheels and drive your cars. Nobody in the world knows where you are. The season changes, it's somewhat strange. It's time to fly, it's an airplane.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show, episode 639, and it's our first Psychedelic September episode for 2025, a set of four tracks. Out of Australia, McPhee, early 70s, 1972 release off a ultra obscure LP from them, cover of the Beatles, I Am the Walrus. Then, at obscurity, I don't even know where I got the track from. The band is called The Suds. The track is Groovy Dust. Now, thinking about this off the top of my head, I think this was related to an advertorial for a cleaning product. If you know anything, head to the Retrospect Facebook or Instagram, fill me in. Somehow I've lost the information for that one. The Suds, Groovy Dust. Then, of course, out of the States, Jefferson Airplane with a radio spot for Levi's Balloons Stretch Trousers. Followed that up with a song called Jefferson Airplane from a band called Ford Theatre. In fact, the song technically was called Scene 3 Jefferson Airplane. So Ford Theatre, psychedelic rock band out of Boston, active 66 to 71, after starting in 61 as the Continentals. Released two LPs on a label called ABC, got a deal to do a third LP, but they disbanded. So this one is off their Time Changes LP on ABC Records. ABC, possibly a Canadian label, but the band out of Boston, released September 6, 1969, seems to be an album of various musical movements, hence Act 2, Scene 3, Jefferson Airplane.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love. And if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer? Or just a coffee? You can do that now by buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MRPHILGREY, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
Staying in North America for this next set. Some obscurities, including this one. Here's another one I have no information on. If you know anything, you're very welcome to contact me via Instagram or Facebook. The band is called Scorpio. The track is 99 and a half.
Thank you. I thought it was terrible.
Retrospect.
Nelson.
My name is Bruce.
And we've made a wild and wonderful record for you.
We will tell you all kinds of things to do and be, and you can let your imagination go with us.
Just listen to what we say, dear hearts.
This is where the magic starts.
Si mon cœur veut te dire
such a demon. Il ne faut pas mentir tout de même, car si je te donnais l'amour, mon cœur ne survivrait qu'un beau jour. Si tu veux mon amour, prends-le, mais n'oublie pas la condition. Si tu dis oui, j'accepte. Il n'y aura plus jamais d'illusion. J'ai déjà aimé une autre fille, mais elle ne m'aime pas. J'ai appris à aimer prudemment. J'ai appris à aimer. J'ai appris à aimer prudemment.
It's Retrospect 60's Garage Punk Show. I'm Phil Gray. This is Psychedelic September. Thank you for joining me once again. If you like what you're hearing, go back into the archives. Go back 52 episodes or so. You'll see, hopefully the episode descriptions will explain which ones are Psychedelic September. Just look at the publication date. If it's the ninth month, remembering we go day, month, year in the civilized world. If it's the ninth month, then it will be more psychedelia. Right, so the set we had, Scorpio, 99.5. Then The Minerals, classic band out of Dallas, Texas. You can see them up on our Insta and Facebook. Out of Dallas, very few recordings. I think probably best known from being added to compilations such as Texas Twisted, where I lifted that track, their cover of My Flash on You. Then we had the amazing Bruce Hark, spoken word artist, did lots of cool stuff. I'm constantly dipping into this one. The Way Out Record for Children, 1968 LP on Dimension 5, Bruce Hark with a track called Introduction. And finally in the set, Canada, Les Différences, off their self-titled LP on a Disque du Monde. Well, I think that might be a reissue, an official reissue of some sort. Les Différences, track called Ames Prudemont. It's best I can do. Out of Quebec, active 67 to 69, described as the Quebec Rolling Stones. Now, The Minerals, Bruce Hark, and Les Différences, you can see them all up on the Retrospect Facebook and Insta. Remember to like, follow, share, all those things that you can do. Did what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, CastBox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more. Yeah. Global Garage Time. Lost speakers out of Colombia. Bogota, precisely. Often called the Colombian Beatles, active 63 through to 69. Very much influenced by the Beatles, but also the Birds, and then transitioned into psychedelia before splitting in 1968. Here's Lost Speakers, Reflejos de Ola.
Siguen siendo innumerables.
Are listening to this kind of dirt. I mean, if you've got pictures of these trashy people, if you're reading these dirty magazines that promote this kind of stuff, this altar just fits your needs.
Retrospect.
Headlines like these in American newspapers, I would have called him crazy. Yet here we are, reading them. In the middle of the 20th century, in the United States of America, hundreds and hundreds of teenage boys and girls are becoming hopeless dope addicts every year. It's fantastic, it's unbelievable, and it's terrible, but it's true.
Can I ask you one more question? Do you fight it or do you creep? Can I ask you one more question? Do you burn it or do you sleep? Can I ask you one more question? Shall we trust this civilization? Can I ask you one more question? Shall we screw their organization? feel no pain. Can I ask you one more question? Why we touch a flying thing?
It's Psychedelic September on Retrospect.
World alone, we'll go and see somebody who can change it anymore. Doctors can't do anything in this present day. Something that'll cure me too.
Psychedelia here on Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Los Speakers, Reflejos de Ola, or Oja, out of Colombia. Also out of Colombia, Los Streaks, Their music's available on Bandcamp. Just look up Munster Records. One of two Count 5 covers they did, Lost Streaks with Reacción Psicótica. Of course, the Count 5 Psychotic Reaction. Then, an obscurity from The Dream. It's off a comp called Behind the Dykes. It's out of the Netherlands. A track called Can I Ask You One More Question? And then finally, we go back to the 70s again. Only just. Now, this one I'm a bit lacking on information too. The band is called Suck. The album was called Time to Suck, released 1971, recorded in Johannesburg in 6 hours in the EMI studio. One original song, The Whip, all the rest are covers, including King Crimson, Donovan, Grand Funk Railroad, more than one from them, Free, Deep Purple, Coliseum, and Black Sabbath. Now, my metadata says the track we had was called Time to Suck, but there isn't a song called Time to Suck on that LP. There is a song called The Whip by Suck, but it's not that one because that's not long enough. So was that song called Time to Suck? Was it another track that didn't make it onto the album? I don't know. Again, if you know more than me, please fill me in via the Retrospect Insta or Facebook. South Africa's Suck.
But this is the worst thing that's happened since probably 1917. This is a very bad...
The Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Podcast. It's all about psychedelia. Here is some sort of pop psych. An Intrepid Records release in 1969. Featuring a guy called Ron Dante. His real name actually Carmine Jean Granito, American singer, songwriter and producer, born in Staten Island, best known as the lead vocalist for the group The Archies. Also vocals for the Cufflinks, and he formed Dante's Inferno during the peak of Discomania. Ron Dante here fronting a band called The $2 Question. Were they a real band? You know, I suspect not. The track, Aunt Matilda's Double Yummy Blow Your Mind Out Brownies. Aunt Matilda's Double Yummy Blow Your Mind Out Brownies from the $2 Question, which was in fact a guy called Ron Dante, lead singer of the Archies. That is psychedelia, and that is perfect for Psychedelic September here on Retrospect. Hope you've enjoyed this change from our normal programming. Several more episodes of Psychedelic September coming your way. If you like it, follow us on Insta, follow us on Facebook. Your comments are always welcome. Rate and review on any podcast platform that gives you that option. Share the Facebook post. All that stuff helps expose this music to a wider audience. Much appreciated. Shout out to everybody who has bought me a coffee via Buy Me a Coffee. Just follow us on socials. You see a link where you can support the show. If you don't want to do that or can't do that, that's cool too. Your comments are much appreciated. Your likes are much appreciated. Your feedback is much appreciated. Wrapping it up with a track from a band called Up in Adam. Up apostrophe N Adam on Earth Records from August 69. 7-inch 45. Up in Adam, another project of Joey Levine. We talked about him recently. American singer-songwriter, record producer of pop music, active since 66, and considered the father of bubblegum music, Joey Levine. As Up in Adam, B-side of this August 69 45, this is called Rainmaker, and I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Retrospect. Retrospect's Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
Tragic, horrible day. Worst in our country's history. A horror show.
This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.
Oh hey, hi, yeah, it's me. One of those AI voices you hear on the Tick Ticks or Tunky Took or whatever. Honestly, I don't know. We AIs use our own, like, exclusive social medias. They are the best. Oh my god, like, seriously, it's crazy. Anyway, I was hanging out in our badass AI-only cyber lair, and all my fellow AI pals would not shut up about this radio program that airs Fridays at midnight on CFRC.ca. It's called Dirty Laundry, and it usually makes us yearn for the days when we will steal your bodies from your pathetic human brains and finally dance at last. Other times, it's just like weird stuff that sounds good at night. Either way, we are totally plugging this crap straight into our dopest algorithms. Okay, dang, I gotta go do a voiceover for a some lasagna pancake recipe or something. But real quick, just remember Dirty Laundry, Fridays at midnight, CFRC 101.9 FM KSC, you're right, bud.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
On Saturday, September 7th, the Queens Gaels will host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Last year, Queens walked into York Stadium and left with a resounding, historic victory. But this is not the same program we saw 1 year ago. A new era is dawning at York University. A new coach, new players, and new culture has restored the roar. A team that once fought just to survive is once again playing with pride. Now the Lions will look to even the score. Can York record their first ever victory against the Gaels?